Okay, we are on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, by the last two dots. We're talking about where Gamer, where we found Gamer, and we said we never found, and we were checking to see whether Cohen has to check. And one of the things that we've said that you don't have to check is if Reb Chanina ben Antignus said that if somebody was in the king's army, we don't have to check the mothers. Right, so Reb Chanina ben Antignus v'chulei. So Amar Reb Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, what's the case talking about? The Mishnah is talking about the case b'chayala shel beis David. We're talking about the army of beis David. If you go back and you can find that there's somebody in the family that went back all the way to the king to the army of beis David, they were all meyuchas. These were the knights of perfect pedigree, and you don't have to go back. Now my question is, though, if you're going back, there's a man in the Mishnah, and you're going back to check all the way to Malchus beis David, right? The army of Malchus beis David is more than four generations back, probably. I guess maybe just like Machos based David, I don't know. But if you found somebody who's the Chayel Shel based David, then they're all Meyuchas. So Amar Rav Yosef Maikra, from where's the pasuk that we learn that the people in the army of David were of good Yichus? Because the pasuk in Divrei Yomim says the His Yachsam Batzava Melchama. The word Yachas or Yichus is in that for learning out that in the army they had good Yichus. The time of Mai, and what's the reason why they were makbid that the people, the chayalim would have, the soldiers would have good yichus? Amar Yehud, Amar Rav, why kedeshet yeh zechuson, zechus of the chayalim, uzechus avosim misaiton. So you see that they would have double schus, their schus, and the schus of their father. So I mean, it's not enough to rely on the schus of the father; you also have to go ahead and have your own schus. So Gemara asks, what are you talking about? And saying that there were no geirim in David's army. Va'ika Tzelek Ha'amoni. Tzelek Ha'amoni is mentioned in Shmuel Beis Perach of Gimel Pasuk Lamed Zayin. So Gemara says, "My la," it says Tzelek Ha'amoni. My la the Asim Amon. It makes sense to say that Tzelek, the man who came from Amon, which is another question. And what's the Havamim mean to say that he was a Ger from Amon? We don't accept Gerim from Amon. We asked that a few times, I guess. So Tzelek Ha'amoni, my la the Asim Amon. The Gemara says, "No, lo the Yosef Amon. It's not. That's not where he. That's not." That's not who he was. That's where he came from. He came from towns near in Amon. He's like a New Yorker. He's in Amon. He comes from Amon. But the Gemara says, what about the famous Uriah of Ha'iko Uriah Chiti? Uriah is from. It says Uriah is from Bnei Chiti. So my lav the asim echait. So I understand what the havamin is. If Uriah was from Chiti, right? That's one of those Shiva Amim. So how could Batsheva have married him to begin with? If he's supposed to kill the Shiva Amim. Not only was he not killed, whatever. I don't know what the Havamin is, but Maskana would say, "Is my love the Asim Echait?" We say, "No, the Yosef Echait is where he came from. He came from the area of Echait." I have Ita Hagiti. Asked the question again about Itai. This is in Uriah was mentioned in Shmuel Beis Perachim Pasuk Lamates, and Itai Hagiti is in Perites Vav Pasuk Yutes is mentioned. So don't we say, so now you're going to say, okay, wait a second, just like we answered the other two, it's not that he's from the nation of Git, that's the area that he came from. Right, v'chi tema hachinami de Yosef begas, v'ha amar Rav Nachman, iti hagiti bag ubitla. Iti hagiti came, what did he do? Rashi says, before ubitla came, it was mevatel. Amar Rav Nachman, Masechus of Ozor, the last short line, Bo iti hagiti, shaya obe kochavim, ubat lavos kochavim shall ateris makam, vuhu sham secrets amonim. Like he was mevatil, the Avodah Zarah in Amon when he was there. So it's mashma that he actually was from Amon. He was a convert. So don't tell me he came from Git, he was actually a convert. So the Gemara says, that's one question. So the question on Iti Agiti, who was a convert. How can you tell me that there was nobody who was a convert? Everyone in the kingdom, in the army of David, who had perfect yichus. Here is a convert. But and another question. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Arba meos yiladim hayu lo leDavid. The kulam bnei yifas toar hayu. There were 400 beautiful looking. There were 400 young men in the army of David, and they were all children from Ashes yifas toars. They were all children. So those are children of Nachrios. That's not perfect Yichus, and they're all in the army. And Bryce continues. The Chulam Estapin Komai. They used to do something with their hair to make it nice. And Megadim Blurius Hayu. And they had long hair, which is another question in and of itself. How can they have long hair? Long hair leads to Chukas Hagayim issues. Some people say it may lead to Tefillin issues. Nevertheless, those are those are issues. Vekulam mistaprim komayu magadim glorious. Vekulam yoshin bekron yoshal zahav. They used to sit in golden wagons. Vahim mahalchim berashay gayasos. The hein hein balei agrofim shel machus based David. These were the first line of defense, or the first line of offense in David's army. These children from Yifas Toar. Children from Yifas Toar are not balei yichus. They're from a Yifas Toar. They're from a goya. And even according to the we mentioned earlier, some according to some on the Amrim, you're allowed to do the bia with the Yifas Toar before she converts. So she's really a goya. So how do you say that everyone was perfect yichus? So he says no. These 400 and the one that we mentioned before and ita hagiti the azlig the va'ute ba'alma. They were the people who went first in order to strike fear into the enemy, because they looked like they looked strong and they looked beautiful. This is what David's army consists of, and then I guess they would peel away and allow the real fighters to come in. And maybe what I was thinking was that you have 400 children of Bnei Yifas Toar. That means 400 kids there whose mothers were captive. I mean, here's a reminder of your previous defeats. Look at all these children. That's so you see that really the fighters in Malchus Beis David were of good yichus, and these people served, these non-yichus people served a different purpose. Okay. Mishnah, getting back to now Chalolim and Psule yichus. Okay. So Mishnah says, Bas Cholol Zachar, the daughter of a male Cholol, the daughter of a Cholol, right? His father was a Cholol, now he's a Cholol, or his mother was a Cholol, he's a Cholol. So his daughter, Psule min Kahuna, she cannot marry a Kohen, Laolam, forever. Even her son is considered a Cholol, and her daughter is Pasul Kahuna all the way through until some of them are tired, but the stain of the Cholola stays on their family forever. Yisrael shenasa Cholola, but the Mishnah says, if a Ben Yisrael, I mean a non-Cholol person, marries a woman who's a Cholola, bitok sheira l'kahuna. So then, of course, the son's not a Kohen because the father's Yisrael, but the daughter is not considered a Cholola, and she is permitted to marry a Kohen, meaning we're going after the father. If the father's not a Cholol, then the daughter's not a Cholol. But Cholol shenasa bas Yisrael. But if the father is a Cholol and he marries a fine Jewish girl, Cholol shenasa bas Yisrael, bito psula l'kahuna. Then the daughter that's married, that comes out from that union, is also pasul l'kahuna because the father is. Did I skip something? No. Then of course the father is a pasul. So there are three lines in the Mishnah. Bas Cholol zachar psula l'kahuna. Yisrael marries a Cholol bito k'sheira. And then we say also a Cholol. Line 1 and line 3 are the same thing. Go after the father. If the father is a Cholol and marries a Bas Yisrael, the daughter is Psula Mikuhuna. Where I was going to ask what's the difference between part 1 and part 3. That's the first case of the Mishnah. First Mandam of the Mishnah. Second Mandam of the Mishnah is Rav Yehuda Omer, Bas Ger Zachar, the daughter of a male convert, meaning he converted and he gave birth to a daughter, even though he was married to a full-fledged Bas Yisrael, then the Bas Ger Zachar, Ke Bas Cholol Zachar. She's like the daughter of a male Cholol. Meaning that this girl, the daughter of a male convert, is pasul to kahuna. She's considered a chol, and she cannot marry a kohen. But a bas shagiyoris, the inference is, if the mother's a convert and she marries a ben yisrael, then that daughter is not considered a chol, because we're going after the father. The father wasn't a chol, so the daughter is not a chol, and she could marry into the kahuna. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, he's cholik. Omer Yisrael shenasa giyoris. If a male marries a giyoris, bito k'sheira l'kahuna, it's not a chalala, the daughter's kasher, there, ger shenasa bas Yisrael, even if if the man's the ger, and he marries a bas Yisrael, bito k'sheira l'kahuna. Nevertheless, he argues and says, no matter what, as long as one of the parents is not considered a chalala, and you know, it's a perfect union, it's a ger and a ben or bas Yisrael, the daughter is not considered a chalala, and she's k'sheira to marry a kohen. Aval, he says, ger shenasa giyores, but if you have two converts marrying each other, then bitok sulup klukuna. Then the daughter is possible to marry a kohen. The Gemara adds, echad ger vi echad avadim mishuchrarim vafilu ad asara doros ad shetei imo mi Yisrael. Whether you're a ger or whether you're talking about cases of avadim kananim who became free, because they're also considered gerim. Afilu ad asara doros al gerim or avadim, even if they're 10 generations down. Their children constantly are puzzled to kahuna. Achite imo mi Yisrael. Unless the mother becomes, unless the ger ends up marrying a full-fledged Jew, not another giyoris, then it's considered that the man born from that first person is considered a Jew, and his daughter will be kosher to the kahuna. And Rav Yossi Omer, Abger shenasa giyores bito kasher lekohuna. He says no. He's even more makel. Even if two gerim marry each other, the daughter is not a chalala, and she is kosher to the kahuna. The Gemara says, the Gemara asks now, the first part of the Mishnah says, Baskal Zachab Sulam Yakuna La'olam, forever. Why the words La'olam? Bless you. My La'olam, what does it mean forever? Why do you have to add the words forever? Meaning, if you just say, Baskal Zachab Sulam Yakuna, that's it. So you know, all the way down the line, if she's a Chalala, then the next one's a Chalala, why does it say La'olam? So Ma'o the Tema, Mida the Havim Mitzvah Adomi. You would have had a Havimina that. The psul here is similar to the psul of a mitzri and a domi. Malahalan achash shlosh doros. Just like the third generation of mitzri, the third generation of domi is mutter to marry a bas yisrael or a ben yisrael. Afkan, you would say also by a chalal nami la achash shlosh doros, the daughter wouldn't be psul. Kamash malan, then know that the psul chalal is nimshach leolam. It continues forever.
Why would you think that?
Right. I'm thinking maybe the reason is because it's another psul kahun. It's another psul. And you learn one psul from the other psul. But I don't know, but why would you say, why then you want to learn that from the psul of Amon and Moab? That's a good question. Why choose those? I don't know. So the next case of the Mishnah was Yisrael shenasa chalala. The Tanakhama held that if a male Yisrael marries a chalala, then nevertheless the daughter is kashal kahuna. Because going after the father, as long as the father is kosher, the daughter is not a chalala. So the Gemara says, mina hanimili. Where do we learn this din that if the mother is a chalala but the father is not, that the daughter is not considered a chalala? So Amrav Yochanan, Mishnah Rav Shimon, Nemrakan. It says by the Kohanim, right? It says lo yichalel zaro mi'amov. A person, a Kohen shouldn't marry someone who's asur to him, and then he will be mechalel his zera afterwards. And it says in a different context, when it comes to the Isser of the Kohanim to Isser the Kohanim to be Mitam and Mace, it says Lo Yitama Baal Ba'amav. Right? So we have Ba'amav Ba'amav. We're going to try to learn a Gzeir Shava. And the Gzeir Shava ends up being knocked off, and we use the Gzeir Shava for one specific case. But it says Lo Yitama Baal Ba'amav. Malahalan, just like the Isser Tuma is Zachar of Lona Kevos, just like the Isser Tuma only applies to Zacharim Lona Kevos, Afkan, so too the Psul of Chilul is Rak, is only the Gabi Zacharim. The lo nekevos, the psul of chalal only takes place through via the zecharim, via the males, meaning only if the father is a chalal, and not via the nekevos. So if the mother is a chalala, the daughter is not considered a chalala. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that pasuk that talks about that lo yichalal zarba amav is talking about the kohen gadol. So elamiyata bito shel kohen gadol, the daughter of a kohen gadol who marries an almana, right? We should say. History. We should say that daughter should be kosher to marry a Kohen and not be a Chalala, because the father, we're going after the father. The father's not a Chalala, only the Chalala is the Almana marrying the Kohen Gadol. But we know the Halacha is that her daughter is, his daughter in that instance is considered a Chalala. So Gemara says, Bito shel Kohen Gadol Tishtri. So Gemara says, Miksiv Bino. No, it says, Lo yichalal zera be'amav. It doesn't say lo yichalal b'no be'amav, right? Miksiv b'no, zaro ksiv. Lo yichalal zara be'amav. You see by the Kohen Gadol that the Kohen Gadol, even the daughter becomes a chalal. So now we just kind of messed up the Gzeir Shava. So what's the Gzeir Shava there for? So Rashi explains that the Gzeir Shava is going to teach us that only a bas bito is not nifsal. So in other words, If the non-chalal marries the Yisraelis, then, by the Kohen Gadol, if the non-chalal marries the Yisraelis, an Amana, his daughter is a chalal, but the father, it won't go on to the next generation. So the Gemara says, no, Bas Binot history also. The daughter of, wait a second. Right, so the Gemara says, since the Gzeir Shavah is now only coming to be Mamai Nikevos, right, we should say, Bas Binot history also. The daughter of the son should also be mutter, because we just said that the word zaro only talks about first generation. So the next generation of son should also be mutter. So Gemara says no. Ksiv lo yichal zaro, makis zaro lo mahu bitu psulu apino bitu psulu. It says lo yichal zaro be'amo. There's a comparison between him and his children, and just like for him his daughter's puzzle, so too for his daughter. So too for his son, his daughter is also pasul. So the Gemara says, okay, then bas bito titaser also. Then go down the next generation. Why did you say that the bas bito of the Kohen Gadol who marries an almana is mutter? she should also be usur. The Gemara says, "Im kain gzeira shava ma'ahanile." Then we don't have the gzeira shava at all. So the purpose of the, so therefore, in order to be mekayim the hekesh and the gzeira shava, we would say that the bas bino is asura because of the hekesh, but the bas bito is muteris because of the gzeira shava. I'm not sure I follow completely, but that's the drush of the psukim. Next place in the Mishnah said, Cholol shenasa bas Yisrael bito psula. If the cholol, a male cholol, marries a bas Yisrael, the daughter's pasul. So Gemara says, hatana le'resha. We already learned that in the resha. The resha says, bas cholol zachar is psula min akuna. What's the difference between that and the resha? He says, right, it says hatana le'resha, because it says, bas cholol zachar psula min akuna olam. So the Gemara says, no, you're right, ein lechanami, but I did the tana resha Yisrael shenasa chololo, tana nami seva cholol shenasa bas Yisrael. Just wanted to keep it consistent. The Mishnah said, a Yisrael marries a Chalolos, the birth of the next case of a Chalol marrying a Bas Yisrael. Gemara says, okay, but our Mishnah that says that, our Mishnah said that if the father is a Chalol, right, then there's a Psul to Kuhun, there's a Psul, the Psul Chalol goes on to the kid, and the kid is also a Chalol. Mas Nisin de Loki Rebbe Dostai Ben Yehuda. We've had Rebbe Dostai a few times. Our mission doesn't go like his shita. The Sanya, because we learn in the Brisa, Rav Dostai ben Yehuda Omer. He says, "Kishem shebnei Yisrael mikva tahara lechalolos." Just like the males are like a mikva, they're metahara lechalolos. Meaning, if someone's a chalol and marries a kosher ben Yisrael, they're metahara the woman, so the children, the daughter's not a chalol, and she's then mutter to a kohen. He says, "So too, kach benos Yisrael mikva tahara lechalolim." So too, the benos Yisrael are mikva tahara lechalolim. They are metaharos the zera that comes out from the chalol. So we have to be speaking. What does it mean is matara the zera? It doesn't mean, the Rosh Hashanah points out, it means that the daughter born from this union, according to Rav Dostai, would not be a chalal and can marry a kohen. It doesn't mean they have a son that son's a kohen, because he says there are two dinim when it comes to a chalal. The chalal is number one, is it passes on the psul of chalal, content of chalal. It also knocks you out from the kahuna. So if the father is a chalal, the concept of kahuna is knocked out from him. He cannot pass on the concept of kahuna to his son. But what we're saying here is he doesn't pass on the concept of chalala to the son, so that the son's children can now marry into the kohuna. Yeah, if it becomes, I guess, you call him up for shlishi, I guess, I don't know. He's not a kohen, but he's not a chalal. So he's like a Yisrael, I guess. He's not a kohen, but he's not a chalal. So his children can marry kohanim, but he's not. He can't. Okay. So my time at the Rav Dostai, what's the reason Rav Dostai who says that as long as either of the parents is a Yisrael, they don't pass on this bad gene of Chalal into a Punnett square about Chalal, you know, put the thing in. It doesn't get passed on. So Amakra, I'm not sure about this, and also Amakra, the Pasuk says, Lo yichalal zaro bi amav. It says the word amav, which is singular, and it doesn't write the word amamav, which is Lashon Rabim. So he says from here, he says, if the man and the woman are from one nation, meaning they're both chalolim, then it's the zeres mischalol. But b'shnei amim, if they're from two separate nations, one being a chalol, one not being a chalol, eino mechal, then it's not mechal the zero. So as long as one of them is not a chalol, it doesn't pass on the din chalol to the children, and therefore the daughter will be able to marry a kohen. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that learns from certain psukim that if someone's usher to a kohen, if a woman's usher to a kohen, and then she marries, and the kohen marries her, so then she is mischalelas, right? Then from the kohuna. What's the case? Tana Rabbanan, we learn in a brisa. This is by a kohen gadol who's married one of the people who are psula to him, right? It says lo yichal zaro, so it's ainli el zaro. I only know that his zera becomes cholol. He atzma minayin. How do I know that she becomes a chalala also? So that if, let's say, so we have an almana, she marries a kohen gadol, and then the kohen gadol dies. So now she's an almana from the kohen gadol. So technically an almana is more to a kohen. But here, since she had an illegal union, she's also chalala. She wasn't born that way, but she becomes a chalala by entering into the marriage. So we only know, it says, lo yichal zaro, ainli el zaro, he atzma minayin. So Gemara says, amarta kavachomer, there's a kavachomer. Ma zaro, right, she lo avar avera mischalol. Her children who didn't do anything wrong, they get the pgam, they get the psul, right? So he she avar avera, this woman who did an avera by going having getting married to the kohen gadol, eino din she mitchalelos, and kavachomer she also gets mitchalelos, machmas to be his iser. And all the Acharon Pnei Yoshua, the Rashash, they ask the question, they go, what's the comparison? What about the case of a mamzer? It's the same thing. The mamzer is, she has an illicit relationship, the children get punished and she doesn't. So why are you telling me here, oh, it's a kavah chomer? Once the children get the pagam, the mother also gets the pagam. But we see by a mamzer that none of the parents get it, so I don't understand what the kavah chomer is. It's messed up already by the case of mamzer. I have to look up to see what the answer is. So Gemara says, no, that can't be. So let's go with, hold on to the kavah chomer.
Because the case of a mamzer, the parents are high chorus.
Right.
Already have a more stringent thing if they have already
high of chorus. But she's also high of something when she goes into the illicit relationship over here. She doesn't get off scot free. Maybe it's a lav or something like that. But there's still something that attaches her. So you're saying that because they already have the chi of misa, then that's their punishment. I don't know, but the Gemara says here, the kavah chomer is if the kids are punished with the psul, so obviously the parents are punished with the psul. But I don't know if that's true, because you have the case of mamzer. I don't know. The Rosh Hashanah asked the question. I'll look up the answer and see if I can find out what he says. Okay, so we have that kavah chomer. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? You can't have that kavah chomer. I have a pircha for the kavah chomer. Who atzma yochiyach? What about the Kohen himself? She'avar veira. He was over in a veira by having relations with this woman. But nevertheless, he can, if he divorces her, gets rid of her, he can go back and do the kahuna. The relationship doesn't make him a chalal. So what are you talking about? Just because the kids, the parents are. What about him? The Gemara says, no. Maluhu shekein ein mischalal b'chol makom, tomar b'hi she mischalals b'chol makom. We can't make a comparison because him, even if he would go on other nashim that are usher to him, like a shivcha or a zona, he wouldn't become chalal. He wouldn't become a chalal. But she, if she was in any other instance, if she would have an illicit relationship, she would become a chalala as well, then she's nifsal with this bia also. There's no comparison because he continues, no bia would make him asr, but any asr bia would make her a chalala. So the Gemara says, im nashach lomar, and if you have a pircha to the kavah chomer, if you would have a pircha to the kavah chomer, amakar, the pasuk says, lo yichal zaro, it says, lo yichal zaro, the pasuk says, lo yichulal, is what it's mashma, which means, shezesh hayakashin is chalal. It says, lo yichal zaro, lo yichulal, meaning, somebody who was kosher became nischalal, but therefore you have to say that she becomes a chalal also. Somebody who wasn't chalal becomes huchlal, becomes a chalal. So the Gemara says, "Ma im nashach lomar." What was the kavana of the brayso who says that you would have had a pircha to the kavah chomer? So it says you might have said, "V'chitema ikla mefrach." I could have messed up the kavah chomer by saying, "Mal zaro shekein yitziraso ba'aveira." Right? Maybe you see the difference is that the Zaro gets the kid gets the psul because he was created in Isser. But the woman doesn't get the psul because she wasn't created in Isser. It's something, she just did something now, but she wasn't created in Isser. So therefore, Gemara says, now there's also a lever from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo Yechala, which is Mashma Lo Yechulal, someone becoming Chalal, Zesha Haya Kosher V'Nischal, someone who was Kosher and then was Nischal. And we're putting that on the woman. I don't know, we don't put it on the man, but we're putting that on the woman. So you have the kavah chomer, and if you think you have a pircha for the kavah chomer, we still have the pasuk that tells us, a limur from the pasuk that tells us that someone who was kosher became huchlal, and that's the woman.
And let's say the woman married, then the woman is divorced, the divorcee marry a kohen,
right.
Does not have children. Let's say divorce the kohen, marry somebody else. What happened to her children now?
But who's the somebody else? Is somebody else a kohen? So I would think that the son is obviously not a kohen because the father is not a kohen, but I would think that she by marrying the kohen she became a chalal, and therefore the daughter is a chalal depending on the how we pass in the first part of the Mishnah. She's probably a chalal, but if you go into Rav Dustoi, she married a Jew, so then it was maybe matar of the children. According to other mandamrim, then the daughter would be a chalal. But it's not necessarily having the children that makes the chalal; it's entering into that relationship that makes her the chalal. Okay, so the Gemara says. Gemara is not going to make a brayso to explain what's considered the chalal that's mefurish in the Torah and what's considered the chalal that's from the drasha of the Chachamim. So Tana Rabbanan, Ezi chalala. Who's considered a chalala? So Gemara says, Kol shen nolda min hapsulin. Any girl who's born from an illicit kohen priestly relationship is considered a chalala. So Gemara says, My psulim. What are we talking about by the psulim? Im lemar psulim lo. If we're going to talk about a case, even by Yisrael, any woman who is born from a illicit relationship is considered a chalal. We have the case of Harei Can't be the case. We have the case of Harei and Machzik Rusha. So, what happens? Someone gets married, then they divorce, then they get divorced, and then he remarries her after she's married to somebody else. So Machzik Rusha. So, you're not allowed to do that. Dipsula lo. It's usher for this first wife to go back to the first husband. Nevertheless, if he does that, Ubanek Sherim. But the sons, they change the gears. So the daughters in that instance, right? Rashi says it's because it should be Dorosel. The daughters are not Chalol, and they're kosher to marry to Kohanim. So therefore, you see that just because it's an illicit relationship doesn't mean that the children are automatically Chalolim. So Gemara says, and how do we know that? Tiksiv to'eva he. It says, right, that in this case it's to'eva he. Dafka for he to'eva ve'ein banet to'eva. But her children, her daughters, are not considered to'eva. So what does it mean? How do you get a Chalol in the Torah? So Amar of Yehuda Hachi Amar. Ezehu hi Chalala kol she noldam in psul kahuna. Any daughter who's married from a relationship where it's possible to the Kohen. I misspoke before. I jumped the gun. The first way of learning the Gemara was trying to say anyone who's born from a illicit relationship, even from Yisrael, that daughter is. But here we're saying, and obviously not a mom's here. Here we're saying anyone who's born from an usher relationship, a relationship that's usher to the Kohen, that daughter becomes a chalala. So the Gemara says, nolda in lo nolda lo. The only way you can become a chalala is if you're born that way. But if you're not born that way, you can't be turned into a chalala during your lifetime. Vare almana v'grusha zona delo nolda v'kabe chalala. All these cases, an almana to a kohen gadol, or a grusha or a zona, even to a regular kohen hedjot, they weren't born a chalala because of something that they did or happened to them in their lifetime, they turn into a chalala. So how are you telling me that the only time you're a chalala is if somebody born from a forbidden kohen priestly relationship? It's not the case. You could turn into a chalala during your lifetime also. So Amar Rabba. This is what it means. Ezo chalala muskeres. What's considered a chalala muskeres? Mars will explain in a minute what the word muskeres means, mentioned. Ezo chalala muskeres. Shalo hayala shas a kosher klal. What's a chalala muskeres who never had a shas kosher, who was never at any time during her lifetime permitted to a kohen? That's kol shenoldam im psul kuna. That's any girl who was born from a relationship that was usher to the kohen. My muskeres. What does it mean, muskeres? Which is the chalala who's mentioned mufurish in the Torah? You don't have to explain from divrei. You don't have to have limudim to explain that she's a chalala. That's kol shenoldam ipsul kuhuna. That is any girl who's born from a relationship that's us to the kohen. But the other type of chalala you have to learn out from drashim. So the Maharit asks, what's the nafkamin, if it's mefurish in the pasuk or not? All of Shas is talking about drushas. Oh, now all of a sudden we're making distinction. One chalala is mefurish in the pasuk, and the other one we had to learn out from drushas. But you have yugim of midos, you have all these drushas. Those are dinim deraisa. So he says the nafkamin would be, it's interesting nafkamin, he said the nafkamin would be for a zaki mamri. It's the din of a zaki mamri, the rebellious elder, the zaki mamri, he's only chayav if the Chachamim will refari something, and he says, oh no, you get the wrong interpretation, and then he goes out and does what he does. But if he argues on something that's mefurish in the Torah, it's mefurish in the Pashup Shat, then I guess he's not considered Zakei Mamre. And the Maharit says the same thing comes for a Paralel Dovish al Tzibur. Paralel Dovish Tzibur, if they make a mistake in Haran, all Klal Yisrael follows them, they have to bring this special carbon. That's only if they made a mistake in the Drushos, not to make a mistake in what's mefurish. So you're saying that there's a difference between. So to here, there's a difference between what is mefurish and what is learned out by drashim. What's mefurish is the born chalala, and what's learned by drashos is the created chalala by going through a relationship. Okay. Now the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan. We're going to read the brisa. We're going to read this brisa, and then we're going to have to explain it. So Tana Rabbanan, amana, 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 three times amana. Einu chayiv ela achas. He's only chayiv. We only chayiv malchus once. Gerusha, gerusha, gerusha. Right, three times. Einu chayiv ela achas. He's only chayiv malchus once. But amana ugrusha chalala zona. First amana, then gerusha, then chalala, then zona. Bizman shehem kasei. They're in this order. Then chayiv akol achas va'achas. But zinsa, there was nus first. And then is chalala, then is garsha, and is armala, eno chayav el achas. Then he's only chayav once. So that's what the brisa says. Now the Gemara is going to try to explain what the brisa means. So Gemara says, amamar, amana, 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 eno chayav el achas. So hi, amana, 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 what, hechidami, what's the case? What does it mean, talking about a kohen? Obviously a kohen gadol, we're talking about an almana. What's the case? So, ilema shabba al amana's ruben. the Almanas Shimon, the Almanas Levi. Let's say he married or a relationship with three separate Almanas from three different men. So, and it said the Raisa said he's only Chayav Malchus once. So the Gemara says, Amai Einu Chayav Ela Achas. Why is he only Chayav once said a Malchus?
Because he loses Kulam.
What?
The first time because when he...
No, he doesn't become a Chalo. We said before that if you become that if he would divorce them and not be with them, he would still maintain the status of a Kohen. He doesn't lose his status.
No, he's a Kohen Gadol here.
Right. Where did you learn that?
Almano is a Kohen Gadol.
Right, but where did you learn that he loses his status?
He doesn't.
I didn't see anywhere that he does. Where did you say he loses his status? What? We just learned in the Gemara before that the Kohen can maintain... If he divorces her, he goes back. Right. At the time they're married, he can't do anything, but he goes back. And he's still a Kohen Gadol. And also, the din with a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Gadol never loses his... Even if he gets replaced, he can't knock him down. He still has the din of a Kohen Gadol. So, Hare Gufi Mukhlokim. He had relations with three separate women. So, Hare... And also... The Harei Shemus Muchlakim, and they're three different names. One's Aruvain, one's Shimon, one's Levi. So why isn't he Chayav for each one? He should be Chayav three sets of Malkos. Ella, maybe did it quickly before they took him off. I don't know if he automatically become out of the Kohen Gadol. I mean, we had Kohen Gadol and were worse. They did terrible things, and they still had the din of a Kohen Gadol. So Ella, they didn't even believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, and they were Kohen Gadol. Ella, so the Gemara says, Sheba al Amana Achas Shalosh Bios. It's one almana that he had three separate bios with her. So Gemara says, "Hey Chidami, what's the case? If he had three separate bios with one case, idlo asrube. If there's no hasra, then it's pshita the inuchayav al achas. Then what's the price of telling me? If there was only one hasra, idlo asrube. I mean, they didn't give him hasra before each bio. He only gave him one hasra on all the bios together. So there's one hasra. There's only one punishment. Pshita the inuchayav al achas." Ella, maybe you'll tell me the asrube akol chad v'chad. Maybe they gave him hasra on each time that he was going to do the bia. So amai enu chayav el achas. He should be chayav all three times. Harei tanan, right? Vatanan, because we learned in the mission of Nazir. Nazir shahayah shosa yayin kol yom kulo, and Nazir's drinking wine all day long. Enu chayav el achas. He's only chayav malchus once. But amrulo al tishte. If they kept right and they kept warning him, don't drink. V'hu shosa chayav. He's chayav malchus akol achas v'achas. So here, either it's Pashut that he only gets one set of Malkus, or if there was Hasra in each case, he should get three sets of Malkus. What's the case that he's only getting one set of Malkus? What's the case that the Brisa is being Mechadish to us, and he only gets one set of Malkus? So Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, we're talking about a Kohen Gadol, Sheba al Amanas Ruvain, Shehaisa Amanas Shimon, Shehaisa Amanas Levi. Okay? This is a woman whose three husbands of hers died. So she's an Aman three times over. How can you marry somebody like that? There are playtimes where I guess there are times where there are heterim that you can marry somebody. There's other reasons. But, what?
But the point is that, and if she was only an Aman once.
Right, he's
get twice.
Right, so, and also, not only that, the guy's already, the Kohen Gadol's already violating Yisurim. So we ask in Kasha's. As like, it violates the law. He's having beer with an amana, he's not worried about that. So he did it. What? I don't know. It's not clear. It seems this talks about beer here, so it seems not right. So she's an amana from Reuven. She's an amana from Shimon. She's an amana from Levi. So ma'adutemu harei shemos muchlakin. You would think that she has three separate names, meaning she's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and therefore he should be chayav three sets of malchus kamash v'lon. Guf in muchlakim ba'ina. No, we need that the guf has to be, in order to be chayav, and each one has to be a separate guf, the leka. And therefore, in that case, it's not. Meaning, if she had, the havamina would be that if there's three, if she has the name of almana three times, then it's violating three dina almana. I don't know what the havamina is, shaking your head. Kamash malan, that no, you need three separate almana. She's still considered an almana. I don't know, maybe the havamina somehow is that each time she becomes an almana, there's an added element of isser to her. Which she's an amana three times, so therefore there's three yisurim. That's the havamina. Maskana is no, that you can't, I guess, maybe ain't isser chal isser, whatever, I guess that's what saying. Ain't isser chal isser, she's an amana only once. Once she's an amana, she's an amana, and that's it. So, the leka, that's the case. In that case, we say it's only one goof, and therefore there's only one set of malchus. Now the Brisa had also, and that's probably the same case with Grusha. Because the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't mention the case of Grusha. It's Grusha. It's probably the same thing when it comes to a Kohen Hedjot. The next case of the Brisa was talking about if he married an Almana or a Bi with an Almana, then a Grusha, then a Chalala, then a Zona. In that order, he's Chayav on all four. But out of order, it's not. There's only Chayav one set of Malkus. So Haytana, the Tana, this Brisa, Mikasavra. What does he hold? Ikasavar, this is talking about, this is one of the major sugyas of Isser, Ein Isser Chal Isser, or Isser Chal Isser, meaning if something's Asser. For example, you have a piece of nevela, and you eat it on Yom Kippur, are you chayiv for eating the nevela and for eating on Yom Kippur? Then Isser Chal Isser, that may be an Isser Mosif, but that's the two Isserim Chal the same thing. We say that no, an Isser can't be Chal an Isser. Once Asser, you're Asser, and that's it. You know, you can't get more. Or do we say no, Isser Chal Isser? And even according to the Manda Amr, who says that Ein Isser Chal Isser, you know, the famous Rambam in the Perush of Shnayis and Krisis talks about other cases where Isser is Chal Isser. You have Isser Mosif, Isser Kolil, all these other type of cases. Isser Mosif means it adds another level of Isser. First you Chayiv Karis, now you Chayiv Skiva. If it adds another level. So that's what the words are talking about here. So Haitai, and Mike Kasava, who says that it has to be in this order. Ikasavar Isser Chal Isser, if he holds that Isser is Chal Isser, meaning something that's Asser beforehand, and then it becomes Asser for a different reason, then it gets to double Isser, then Ifchanami. So then why does it have to be specifically Amana Grusha Chalal of his own in that order? Just say, anytime he does it, has relations with these four, the one Isser is going to be Chal, the next Isser is going to be Chal, the next Isser is going to be Chal, the next Isser, and you'll be Chayiv four times. Right? But, right, if Chanami, the Ikasavar ain't Isser Chal Isser, and if he holds that Isser cannot be Chal Isser, Afilu Kaseder Zeh Namilo, then even in the, what, who cares about this order? The first time there's an Isser, I guess he's talking about one woman. Or maybe not. Yeah, the woman became an Almana Grusha Chalal Zona. Only if she became that in one case. If ain't Isser Chal Isser, then who cares what order is? There's only one Isser, and that's it. You can't be Chal another Isser at all. So Amar Rava says, Hai Tanah, our disbrisa, Isser Chal al Isser Lesley. He doesn't hold of Isser Chal Isser. He cannot have one Isser Chal another Isser. So therefore, at that point, there should be only one Isser. However, Isser Mosif Isley. He does hold that if the second Isser adds another element to the first Isser, then it does add it on. So what's the case? Let's figure it out. So we have, she's an Almana, and she's a Asura Kohen Gadol. That's the first Isser. But Sharia la Kohen Hedjot. But she's Muteris to a Kohen Hedjot. Habi la Grusha. Then she marries somebody else, and she became a Grusha. So Migo di Tosif la Isura la Gabi Kohen Hedjot. Itosif la Isura la Gabi Kohen Gadol. Now there's an Isser Mosif, because before she was only Asur to Kohen Gadol. Now she's also Asur to Kohen Hedjot. So that Isser Mosif adds on, and the Kohen Gadol will have a relationship with her. It'd be a double Isser. But let's say before she married a Kohen Gadol, but she's a dying Sharia la Mechel Batruma. But she's still mutter to Itruma. But now, Havilan Chalala. Maybe next case she marries a Kohen, and then divorces or whatever it is. So she became a Chalala. So Migo di Tosef Isura. Now there's a new Isser is Chal on her, the Mecha Betruma, Itosef Isura, the Gabi Kohen Gadol. So there, since that new Isser fell on her, now she's Asur Itruma. So there's a third Isser, it also now goes on to the Kohen Gadol, because once we add another element, we can add it across the board. So the Gemara says, okay, Elazona. What about the case of a Zona? Ma Isser Mosif Ispa. What does it add? In other words, Zona means you're Usher to the Kohen. And so too here, she's Usher to the Kohen. What does the Isser Zona add? So he says, Amar of Chana Bar Kina, Hoel V'Shem's Nus Posel B'Yisrael. No, because this Nus is an Isser Mosif, because now she's even Usher to Kohen, anyone, and regular Ben Yisrael, because she's a Zona. Right? She's not supposed to marry, right? If someone was Mezaneh, right? If you were married to somebody and she was mezana, tachas, you can't be with her anymore. So a zona, if she's mezana, she's also to her husband. So another isser is chal on her, and therefore it's an isser mosif. So the Rashash and then also Rav Chanan, they ask, what do you mean isser mosif here? This isser has no shaychus to the kohen. Talk about, there's an isser that if she was married to somebody else, then she would become neser. So he says, so long as the concept exists, it adds another level of Isser. It doesn't necessarily have to be in reality. Okay. So therefore, it has to specifically be in this case, in this order, because in this order, each one is Mosif an Isser. But in the other orders, I guess it's not. It wouldn't be Mosif. So now, Gemara continues talking about a little bit about Isser Chal Isser by Yisurei Kahuna. Gemara says, Tana Kameda Rav Sheshes. Okay, there was a Chacham who was Bucky with the Brysos, and he was the guy who used to say Baal Peh, and he said Brysos in front of Rav Sheshes, and he said, they brought down, Pasuk in Vayikra says, Vahu Isha B'Basulea Yikah, he's talking about a Kohen Gadol, he has to take a woman who's a Basula, and then the Pasuk afterwards says, Almana Ugrusha V'Chalola Zonas Elo Yikah, he can't take any of those four. So the Gemara says, so it seems to be, he has to take a Basula, but he can't take anybody who's not a Basula, okay? So he says, Kol Shehu B'Yikach, any woman who, if when she is a basula, he's married, he can marry her. Harei hu belo yikach. So then the Kohen Gadol cannot marry her if she's almana grusha chol zona. But kol she einu be, and therefore he's over an iser. But kol she einu be yikach, if he was usher for her to be, if it was usher for him to begin with to take her like his sister, then einu be iser lo yikach. Then if he does take her, he doesn't violate the iser of lo yikach because there's already usher to him to begin with, right? But he says, what does that come to exclude? Prat le kohen Gadol shabal achoso almana. Let's say Kohen Gadol has a sister. Sister gets married. The sister's husband dies. The Kohen Gadol is on her. So the Gemara is saying that in this case, that even so, since that even when she was a basula, she would have been usher to him. So too, so then the iser of almana is not chal if he has relationship with her, and therefore he only gets malchus because of the iser of achoso. He doesn't get malchus because of the iser of almana. What? Well, he gets the punishment. He gets the appropriate punishment only for achoso. He doesn't get malchus for violating marrying an almana. So the Gemara says, Amalei, and that's a good thing to do. He did something wrong. Just that the iser is not chal on him because it's already aser va'ome. So Amalei, Rav Sheshi says, the Amalach, the person says this brisa, money. Whose tan is this? So we say it's Rabbi Shimon. This is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. The Amar ain't iser chal al iser. Rav Shimon holds ain iser chal iser, so therefore, once he's already usher b'din achoso, we don't have the iser of amana. So he said, right, and where do we know that case? Because Rav Shimon says, ha'ochal nevela b'yom kippur in pater. If someone eats nevela on Yom Kippur, you're pater from the kares of eating on Yom Kippur, because it's already usher v'omeid for eating the nevela. Because the iser of achila on Yom Kippur is not chal on the iser of nevela that already exists. So therefore he says, and so too here, the iser amana is not chal on the iser of achoso. The Irabanan, because if you say that the Brisa goes like the Rabbanan, Hay Amri Isser Chal Isser. They say if you eat the Nevela on Yom Kippur, you are Chayiv Kares because Isser will be Chal Isser. The Gemara says, no, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. I can say this is even according to the Shita of the Rabbanan. Well, this will finish. Afilu Tamer Rabbanan, Ki Amri Rabbanan Isser Chal Isser. When did the Rabbanan say that Isser Chal Isser? That's Hani Mili be Isser Chomer al Isser Chal. That's if the second Isser coming in is more Chomer than the first one. So, like on Yom Kippur. Because the kares is more chamor than the isser of eating the vela, which is only a laugh. So therefore, that isser can be chalal isser. But aval isser kalal isser chamor. But if an isser kal is going to fall on isser chamor, meaning by the isser of the almana is a kal, because it's just a laugh. But the isser of achoso is more chamor because it's bikaris. So in that case, they would say lo chal. They would agree to what we're learning here that it's not going to be chal because The Isser Kal comes second. Depends on what comes first. If the Isser Chamer comes second, it could be Chal. If the Isser Kal comes second, it wouldn't be Chal. In the case of the Almana, the Isser Kal is coming second. Maybe they would agree that ain't Isser Kal Isser in that case. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow with the Ika D'Amri.